Learn more about the albums you love with Dissect, a music analysis podcast hosted by me, Cole Kushner, a lifelong musician and composer. Each season of Dissect dives deep into a single album, forensically dissecting the music, lyrics, and meaning of one song per episode. Our newest season is covering Tyler, the Creator's Igor, a beautifully honest album in which Tyler explores love, communication, masculinity, and truth. Listen to Dissect today only on Spotify, because great art deserves more than a swipe.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hello and welcome to The Hottest Take. My name is Chris Ryan. I'm here with Sean Fennessy and Tyler Parker. And Tyler, you have the floor.
The Beauty and the Beast castle workers should have been able to sleep in beds.
You have to explain this one a little bit.
Why do you sound so upset?
Chip is a little boy. And he has to sleep in a cupboard because he became a cup? It's the Beast's fault, too. Because he can't be nice to an ugly old lady. They all get turned into household objects. And then they can't even sleep. In that big castle, he can't put a bed in there. Obviously, a bed for Chip. But he needs a fucking... This is absurd.
Okay, let's extrapolate on this idea a little bit. Imagine a teacup in a bed. Does that look right to you?
He's 7 years old. You want a seven-year-old little boy sleeping in a cupboard?
You got to ask Chris if he's seen Beauty and the Beast.
This is the problem.
Have you not?
Of all the podcasts in all the world, I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast.
Let me catch you up.
Yeah.
Shitty little prince. He's like 16 or some shit. Ugly old lady comes to his door. It's raining outside. It's cold. It's awful. Hey, please let me in. Just give me some shelter, please. He's like, yuck, you're gross. Get out of here.
Okay.
She's like, actually, I'm beautiful and I can do magic and you're cursed until you can fall in love and if you don't do this before, I forget what birthday, then you're screwed.
Okay.
And then, but because the lady
When
sucked,
does it turn into a labor story?
Well, this is another thing. Did they have houses? Obviously, did these people live at the castle, do you think? Did the servants live at the castle pre-curse? Or did the curse then make them, obviously, they're pariahs, they're outcasts.
You're asking me this like I am Walt Disney himself.
I'm saying, but have
like
you thought
I know
about
the
it?
Answer to it. I just see a lot of problems with what you're suggesting here. Lumiere is one of the creatures, phantasmagoric.
He's the candle.
He's the candle. Can't put a candle in a bed.
Well, he's not lit the
fire
whole
hazard.
Time.
Also,
Sean,
Tyler...
he just blows the flames out. He's not leaving. He lights them up. It's cinematic.
This is not safe. You're
Sean
a father.
Has a great point, which is basically like we don't know what the zoning is for this place.
It's true.
You know, California only recently made it so that you can start messing around with ADUs and you can start.
Yeah, like what's the permitting situation on that castle?
I don't know. I just know that that place is gigantic enough that there was a bedroom at the ready for Belle when they got in the Beast's here, and they were like, hey, man, if she's going to be here forever, maybe don't have her in the
dungeon. So it's the Beast's castle.
It's the Beast's castle.
And do we think that the Beast was a NIMBY or a YIMBY?
He's probably a NIMBY.
Yeah.
If he has NIMBY
He's
vibes.
He's like, if I have this castle, you think I want a bunch of fucking...
ugly old women.
Dorms for candles? Fire retardant dorms for my candles?
This has definitely got why didn't the guys who cleaned up the deck on the Death Star unionize vibes to it, for sure.
Yeah. Right.
And yet, you touched my heartstrings a little bit with the seven-year-old that's going without a bed. He's got to sleep in a cupboard. That was deep.
I don't. And also,
he's just what a lonely little kid. He's the only little kid there. Not any other little kids. They got him working in a kitchen at seven. It's ridiculous.
These are the kinds of things that you think about on your 50th viewing of this movie, right? Or is this like something first time through? No, you're just like, what's going on here with this 7 year old?
No, this is like our 5 year old wants to watch it again, and I'm just trying to stay interested as much as I can. And I'm like, you know, you just start feeling bad for Chip.
It's like Skip Bayless on his 400th LeBron game. He's like, I got to think of a new way.
You got to admire that he just moves on to the progeny, though, that he's just like LeBron's losing steam and he just moves on to Bronny. I think that that shows true heart.
But that's you pivoting to the eighth lead of Beauty and the Beast and their living quarters. Those are the things you're thinking about.
Look, you said your daughter is 16 months.
Yeah.
You're in for it, man. You're going to be watching. You don't have any clue how much these kids
every night. The Letterboxd is always popping off. It's just going to end when it's just like Coco Melon X 412.
It doesn't matter what kind of salesman you are. It doesn't matter how good you are at saying, no, let's watch. I heard Octonauts is really good. They help each other a lot. And there's a polar bear and he's a captain. It doesn't matter.
We're skipping that step, guys.
They just want to watch Gabby's Dollhouse.
No, we're just going to Mario Bava's Bay of Blood. and then Baron of Blood. We're just going to go through the whole Blood trilogy. It's going to be fine. I'm not worried about it. I do think that Disney has probably considered the answers to these questions, but they just won't give us the information we need.
Thing. Here's my suggestion. The three of us, we make Andor, but for Beauty and the Beast, and it's all about the workers' rights of people working in the castle.
I love it.
Okay.
I'm fully in.
All right, Tony Gilroy, give us a call. For Tyler and for Sean, I'm Chris. This has been The Hottest Take.